And let's see if they show up here.
We'll see.
Well, that's part of the course for today, because it took me over an hour to get to Haverhill this morning because the traffic was horrendous. I couldn't even get on the highway from my house. I had to detour. It took me a half an hour, or no, well, exaggeration, 15 minutes to get onto the highway, and I live like 2 minutes off the highway. I was so frustrated, and then the highways were, no matter which way I went, it was jammed. So, but we're here, we're live, and welcome.
Yay!
Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is charge up the chi and the dolls, okay? We've got a couple of tappers here today, Ann and Karen, that are tapping along. So we're going to start by bringing in the universal collective chi in through the top of the head. And relax, everyone, by tapping on the frontal lobe, right? GB1314, right to the top of the head, connecting with the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, and opening up the whole brain, increasing the blood through the vertebral artery, the carotid arteries. And we're going to open up cranial 1, the olfactory nerve, right at GB8 at the top of the ear, going, infiltrating the entire sinus cavity. It's makes the sinus cavity extremely bioelectric, connecting to every part of the brain, because the sinus cavity is much larger than what we think. It's also going through the hippocampus and affecting our memory, increasing our memory. So our whole brain right now, we're opening up the brain and connecting to the universal healing energy. Let's bring that bioelectricity down for everyone, down through the brainstem. Take this mask off. And make sure I'm socially distant. You guys maybe should move back just a couple of feet, okay? Thank you. So we're a little bit more distant. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, Donna. And we'll move this machine as well, okay? Mm-hmm. We want that part, the fan facing you, okay? All right. All right, now let's open up the gallbladder meridian around each ear first, okay? Really stimulate the nervous system. Gallbladder 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Right and left down through the brainstem. And let's open up both the spinal nerves, the vagus nerves, comprising the autonomic nervous system. So coming down through the brainstem, heart, lung, circulation, down through the spine, cervical 1 through 7, T1 through 7, opening up T7, increasing the velocity of the spinal cord coming down through 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, lumbar, sacral, and the vagus nerves coming around from the brainstem to LI-17 and 18, and then flowing down through the whole front of the body, the vagus nerves relaxing the body in all of our organs, glands, tissue, everything, bioelectric. We are one piece of bioelectricity, and we're connected. Our bioelectricity is connected, and we're connected to the universe as well. It really is amazing, and I love it. And then we're going to bring it down through the legs, the healing chi and energy, bioelectricity, all of it, and grounding it into our feet. Okay, why don't we take a couple of requests before we start working on the people here today?
Suzanne, is Reynolds, Hashosis,
Hashimoto's, okay, yes. Reynolds and Hashimoto's. Okay, so Raynaud's, of course, is blood flow, and this is good for your feet, Al. We want to increase our circulation, which is great for everybody. And so let's open up the brain stump, increasing circulation for Raynaud's. And then as we're coming down from the brain stump, we're going to open up C5, the thyroid, for Hashimoto's. And we're going to open up, going back up into the brain, the brain stump, so the neurosignals can get up to the hypothalamus, the boss, which is going to then dictate to the pituitary gland how to balance the thyroxine or other hormones that are necessary to increase the health of the thyroid and get rid of the Hashimoto's, okay? So that's how that works. Neurosignal from the thyroid going up to the hypothalamus, giving the directions to balance the hormones. And we can fix this right away. So let's fix C5, thyroid, to the hypothalamus, GB22, and the pituitary gland, GB23, balancing the hormones back down to the C5 thyroid, soaking up the thyroid here all the way around to the front of the throat. The thyroid is actually a very large gland. And then from the Raynaud's, we're coming back down to see from the brainstem to C5, 6, 7, right down through the shoulders, down through the arms, and increasing the bioelectricity to the hands. And therefore, the circulation and warming your pinkies up. For good circulation to the hands. Do you have that at all, Donna? No, your circulation's good?
No, I do have a circulation problem, especially since I've had my knee replaced.
Okay, and that's your left knee?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to come down to the feet, all the way down through your knee, okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going to open up from the brainstem down through the cervical vertebrae and opening up T7, increasing the bioelectricity, velocity of the nerves down through the lower back, all the way down, sacrum 1, 2, 3, and right down to your left knee. And the right knee for everyone else, both knees, down through the knees and then into the feet. Increasing bioelectricity, circulation, and warming everything up. Increasing circulation. All right, so I'm just going to take a minute and use my hands, soaking in all the chi and energy that we've already collected for the class. Relax, everybody. Relax your shoulders and neck. All right. I can feel that chi pulsing through. Relaxing the back and the stomach. Let's relax your hips. This way you can take the maximum advantage of the healing today. Okay, Karen, let's work on you.
Whole body healing and heart abnormality.
What was the first one?
Whole body healing.
Whole body healing and heart abnormality. What's wrong with your heart, Karen?
I don't know yet. I just had a scan the other day. I haven't heard back yet.
Okay. What symptoms were you having?
I didn't have any.
So what makes you think you have a heart abnormality?
I was in the hospital for a few hours, and they did a scan and found out I have that.
What did they find already?
Nothing that I know of yet.
Nothing that they diagnosed.
Yes, yeah.
But what did you, what made them even look at it? I mean,
It's part of the routine when you go into the hospital.
Okay, so there's no abnormality. They're just...
They said there was, but they wanted to do a scan just to verify.
What did they say, though, about it?
I wasn't aware of it.
I don't know. They just said they did a... EKG. Yeah, and they found it, heard something there.
Okay, so something they heard in the EKG or some kind of abnormality. Okay, good enough. So we're going to do whole heart health for everyone, okay? So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on the brain stem. Remember, the medulla oblongata, part of the brain stem here, heart, lungs, and circulation. So for the heart, we're opening up the medulla in the brain stem. And then C5-6-7, the long thoracic nerve, the only motor nerve that we intentionally work on because the heart is a muscle. So we're going to open up the long thoracic nerve at C5-6-7 in the pathway. It comes down in between the shoulder blade and the vertebrae, underneath the shoulder blade, through the heart, and back up around again. The long thoracic nerve. And the long thoracic nerve is great because it's a motor nerve. It's extremely bioelectric, and it opens up all the vertebrae in its pathway. So it's opening up T1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. T5 being the spinal nerve that goes right to the heart. So for the heart, we want to open up T5, both sides, right and left. And then with the coming around from the brainstem, the vagus nerves coming down underneath the clavicle, down through the kidney meridian, K27, 26, 25, 24, 23 for the heart. Vagus nerves to the heart. Out of the kidney meridian, K23 for your heart. Karen, and for everyone else too, for a healthy heart, healthy blood pressure, healthy everything, healthy bowels, healthy heart rate, strong heart, good circulation, going through all of the four parts, chambers of the heart, through the lungs, back into the heart and into the body, through the aortic arch, and just filling the entire body up with good, healthy, oxygenated blood. Healthy heart. And also the long thoracic nerve on the right side. C5, 6, 7 coming down on the right side in between T1, T7, and the shoulder blade underneath the right arm through the chest, affecting the pericardium around the heart and then back up around again. All right, let me get the knife for a minute, see if I can find a knife. Is there one over there? Do you see a knife? I thought I saw one earlier. There's always one in one of the rooms. There's just one.
Okay.
Here I am, coming back with the knife. Okay, so the knife, of course, has all of the lens, the tungsten, a magnet, ceramic. And we're going to come from the top of the head because the heart is so important, okay? So we're going to open everything up, also using the knife for heart health for everyone today. So from C5-6-7, T5, K23, and healthy heart. And what was your second request?
Just the whole body.
The whole body health. Okay. So from the top of the head, we're going to increase everybody's bioelectricity and circulation and strength. How are you feeling? You feeling any chi, warmth, or tingling, or anything yet?
Relaxing.
Relaxed. How about you, Anne? Are you feeling anything yet
today?
Yeah,
I feel tingles in my arms.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm also going to use my hands one more time. Let the body absorb the chi, the energy, the Galaxy One accelerator chi. Into the brain. Relax the mind if we can. Relaxation is a skill, actually, and we learn it over time and with effort. It's not something that I think as an adult and living through this lifetime that just comes naturally. But it's also a very important part of healing is relaxation. We can help with the relaxation process by opening up the right frontal lobe into the top of the head. When I feel it, I know you're feeling it. So I'm taking my time with this. Or I know you're getting it is a better word. You may not feel what I'm feeling, but I know you're getting it. All right, good enough. Okay, now let's go with a couple more requests.
Hey, we got Todd one here.
Okay.
Gastric barrier in the navel.
Let's say that again.
Epigastric.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Edema.
So where the esophagus goes into the stomach, it can cause like gas and problems and heartburn and that kind of thing. I think that's what you're talking about. So we're going to open up the belly, the stomach, the digestion for epigastric syndrome or symptoms or whatever. So we're opening up T7 on the left-hand side and then the esophagus at T8 on the left coming down into the duodenum, our belly, T9, strengthening the bioelectricity, T8 and 9. And then in the front, K22, which is the ghrelin hormone. On the right-hand side, the esophagus coming down into the stomach right there, right at K22, all the way over to the left. And edema is circulation. So any swelling or inflammation, and let's, on that note, open up the parotid gland, our salivary gland, okay? So right under GV12, under the ear, right here, right under the skull, next to, on the neck, under the skull, next to the ear, is the parotid gland, our fountain of youth, the two on both sides. We really want to increase the saliva, the circulating through the body, as it is the fountain of youth that lubricates all of our organs and glands. And it's very anti-inflammatory, so it gets rid of all inflammation. So increasing circulation and the saliva functioning throughout the body will really help with the edema. It helps with everything. So opening up the parotid gland, which can be painful, but it's worth opening up, increasing the saliva. For the edema and the circulation and bringing it all down through. Probably, most likely, edema is affecting the stomach and down through the legs and into the feet. Okay, Al.
We got Marie for breast mets.
For breast
mets.
Okay, yes. Metastasized breast cancer. Okay, so for cancer, of course, bioelectricity from the top of the head around each ear, increasing the velocity of our nervous system. Remember, the whole healing system from Tom Tam is if we increase the bioelectricity and get rid of all of our blockages, our nervous system will naturally heal our body. And it's just getting rid of those blockages, so we're going to open up all our blockages right now by letting go of all the tension that we can, relaxing all the muscles in the body, and increasing the bioelectricity by getting rid of the blockages. So coming down through the neck, down to the shoulders, and then opening up T1, 2, 3, 4. Is there, oh, there's music on the new one. It's like Star Wars. He said he wanted to do that. All right. So T1, 2, 3, 4, breast. Breast T4 and K24. And by increasing the bioelectricity throughout the entire body, then that will prevent any metastases. Okay, yeah, what's next? Pardon me?
Elaine. Sinuses, allergies.
Okay, if you could talk toward me, then I... Sinuses and allergies, thank you. Okay, so let's open up again for sinuses. Wow, that's loud. I'm having to over-talk it. We're going to just keep going here with sinuses at gallbladder 8, opening up the olfactory nerve, going to the sinuses. So GB8, also allergy C123, T123, increasing our immune system will prevent us from having allergies, okay? We can tolerate these toxics or the whatever, pollen, whatever it is that we're allergic to. By having a stronger immune system, we are less allergic. T12347, strengthening our immune system and our sinuses. So both the cranial nerve 1 and C3, right at our hairline, our cervical vertebrae 3. All right, next.
Rayman for insulin resistance.
Insulin resistance for Rayman. Okay, so let's open up the pancreas. So the pancreas, T12345678 on the right-hand side. And in the front of the body, from K22 down to stomach 21, all the way across to stomach 25, healthy pancreas. All right, Al, I'm ready for another one.
Same with right now, we're doing tummy.
Pardon me?
Neuropathy.
Okay, so what else?
Free books.
Pardon me?
Free books.
Let me see what this is. Okay, so I'm going to do neuropathy and then go to Evelyn. All right.
Okay.
All right, so for Evelyn, what?
Right neck and shoulders, right sinuses.
Okay. For neuropathy, we want to open up the circulation. Open up the bioelectricity. And also let's work on metabolism. Okay, this is a good opportunity to work on metabolism. A lot of times neuropathy is caused by toxins in the body as well as blockages of the nervous system. So we're going to do both. Okay, for neuropathy, we're going to open up for metabolism. All our brown fat cells, our growth hormone cells that are... The highest density of brown fat cells are T123, right? And the ghrelin hormone, our hunger hormone, T5, right? Lumbar 1, 2, 3, brown fat, to the rescue for a healthy, healthy metabolism. As it eats all of our white fat, all the fat we want to get rid of in the body anyway, And there's always plenty of it, I guarantee you. Even for the skinniest of us, there are white fat cells that give us energy. So for good, healthy energy, we want to increase the health and productivity of the growth hormone cells, brown fat cells, ghrelin hormone, especially brown fat, T123, lumbar 123. They're even up at the top of the head at C123. There's all these packets of brown fat throughout the entire body, and we know scientifically, everything we do is based on real science. We know where the brown fat cells are, so we're going to stimulate them and give us great energy and also get rid of the toxins. So we definitely want to get rid of all the toxins in the body through metabolism, and finally, and very importantly, the production of all new healthy cells. The production of healthy cells in our body is what we all want. So metabolism, getting rid of the toxins, creating all new healthy cells, and giving us great energy. Sounds great, right? That's metabolism. And we're ensuring everyone's having that right now, including me. That's the benefit of tapping the Dao, is that chi goes through me first, the energy, the healing energy goes through the tapper, and then through the Dao, and then to whoever we're treating. But you can also treat yourself. So, by the way, I am, finally, I came up with a date. I don't know what format or platform I'm going to use for sure to do the training, but I am going to do a training on November 1st at 11 o'clock. On Zoom, something I'm going to use. I'll let you all know at 11 o'clock on November 1st. So it's like 11 at 11. I love it. I love the number one anyway. So it just means something spiritual to me or whatever. So it's kind of funny that we have that date. So 11-1 at 11 o'clock. Kind of funny, right? So that's for the brain, mind, relaxation. It's both for healing and instruction of how to work with the mind, the brain, around all the issues related to the mind and the brain, okay? Yay! All right, so neuropathy. We're done with neuropathy. And the next one is Evelyn.
Got tight neck, shoulders. You got right sinus issues. And also,
her lungs. Okay. So, for Evelyn, we want to relax the neck. Okay. So, let's open up the sternocleidomastoid muscle coming from the clavicle area, holding up our skull and relaxing the trapezius muscle coming from the skull down out to the shoulders. Okay. And we're also going to relax stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, right above each clavicle bone, so our neck is nice and relaxed. There's tissues everywhere. You don't have to worry about us tissues here, Donna. Okay, so we relaxed your neck, Evelyn, and right sinus. Okay, all set with that.
For our dad, like to tap on his sore muscles, lower back, good blood pressure.
Okay, so we did the blood pressure with the heart. So lower back. So let's work on everyone's lower back, okay? So to open up the lower back, we really also want to open up from T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, the trapezius coming down to the waist. Because a lot of times the lower back muscles, tension, and vertebrae get tight when the trapezius above the waist is tight and the vertebrae are blocked. So we're going to open all that up first. And then coming down to the lower back, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And wrapping that right around to CV4 and CV6. And right down to sacrum 1, 2, 3. Okay, that's all set, Al.
Also do for him, kidneys.
Kidneys, let's do kidneys. And Al needs kidneys, we all need kidneys because the kidneys are our life force. They clean our blood, and they're tiny little things, right, Al? They're the size of beans, correct?
Yes.
And it's amazing that they're so small, but so powerful. Were you going to say something?
No.
Okay, so it's amazing to me that something so small can mean so much, you know. They clean our blood. Without our kidneys, we can't live. So we do everything to keep our kidneys. People go on dialysis on a daily basis to keep the functioning when the kidneys lose their functioning. And then if that doesn't work, they have to look for a replacement. And that's no fun at all. So we want to keep our kidneys extremely healthy. So from our brain, okay, let's start from our hypothalamus and pituitary gland, the signal coming down that our kidneys need to be completely healthy. Our kidneys are healthy. In order to do that, we need to open up the entire spinal cord. So coming from the brainstem, we're going to open up the neck. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The spinal cord, the velocity of the spinal cord, very strong, coming down through the brain, down through the upper thoracic, the lower thoracic, and lumbar 1 and 2, adrenals 1, kidneys 2. So the velocity of the spinal cord coming down into the kidneys is extremely strong, very strong. The signal, the neural signal from the kidneys, letting the brain know how they're functioning, is going back up the same pathway to the hypothalamus, our survival gland, the boss of our health and healing. So our hypothalamus, first of all, in talking about whole body health, we need our hypothalamus to be balanced and healthy. So we're going to open up the hypothalamus right now and make sure our hypothalamus is functioning at 100% capacity for our survival gland at GV22. The hypothalamus is in between the two halves of the brain, and it works with everything, the pituitary gland for the hormones, okay? Everything works together. The hippocampus, all of the glands, all of the parts of the brain working together, but the hypothalamus being the boss, opening it up and helping receive the neural signals from the kidneys as what we need to do, how the body needs, what it needs to heal those kidneys. Whatever it needs, increased metabolism, increased bioelectricity, increased oxygenated blood, increase whatever it needs. We need that coming down, that signal from the hypothalamus, back down through the hypothalamus, down through the spinal cord. And this is true for every organ in the body. This is how it works. And then back down through the spinal cord into lumbar 2 for healthy kidneys. And then what balances these spinal cord nerves? The vagus nerves, both comprising the autonomic nervous system. Both extremely important for all the functioning, all of the organs and their functioning. So opening up the vagus nerves, coming down through the front of the body, heading down to the kidneys. Now, the vagus nerves don't come down through a spinal cord and then spread out like that. The vagus nerves like just go like this. It looks like a massive tree of nerves coming down through here and spreading out everywhere, like millions of nerves. And so we're following the entire pathway of all of the vagus nerves coming down right to the lower stomach into CV4, CV6 for healthy kidneys. And just like the heart, okay, the heart being part of the medulla oblongata, which is our life center, okay, our kidneys are our life force, so I'm using the knife for the kidneys here. Coming down, again, opening up, healing from the hypothalamus, making sure the hypothalamus is at 100% functioning, receiving the neural signals from the kidneys, and then bringing that treatment plan of whatever needs to happen to make those kidneys healthy back down through the brain and down into the kidneys. Da, 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 da. I'm telling you, I know it is amazing the miracles that I've seen through Tong Ren itself. Of course, we have the acupuncture and the tuina to help open up the blockages to ensure even increase. Sometimes the blockages need physical, manual needles or whatever to open them up. But the miracles I've seen with just Tong Ren are miraculous. It is a miracle. But it's not a miracle because it's based on science. We are all really collected waves of energy and bioelectricity. This is all science of what we're doing here. Okay, kidneys.
Jennifer, for Evelyn's mom, you took care of vertigo and back pain.
Okay, so vertigo, so that's a brain-mind issue, okay? So we're going to work on the brain here by opening up first the occipital ridge, the base of the back of the spine here, from GB12 all the way across, right through the brain stem, okay, from ear to ear. So all of the cranial nerves are really functioning here, getting up into the brain and cranial 8, which goes to the middle ear, which is directly related to balance, okay? So GB12 for cranial number 8, Roman numeral number 8, going to the middle ear on the right side. Cranial 8. And the same thing on the left. And then balanced, okay, from middle ear to middle ear, balancing the cranial 8 to the middle ear and opening up the entire brain, balancing one side of the brain to the other and releasing the vertigo. And the pain we were working on throughout the entire session. So, go ahead.
Also, with Doris, MS.
MS, okay. MS, I'm glad we're working on MS right now. So immune and autoimmune work together, okay? They're the same points. So our immune system, we worked on our immune system, but our autoimmune means our T cells are not killing bacteria and virus, or they are, but they're also killing our own tissue. And in MS, they're killing our nerve cells. And that's no good, right? No. So we have to stop the T cells from attacking our own body. Any autoimmune, any itis or osis, MS is a different, it doesn't have an itis or osis or whatever on the end, but most do, like arthritis, bursitis, etc. But MS, how do we do that? We open up bone marrow that create our blood cells, including our white blood cells, which include the T cells. And the thymus gland, the T2, that's the boss of those T cells. So we want the thymus gland to direct these T cells to only go after bacteria and viral cells in the body and not our own cells. In this case, the nerve cells. Now with MS, unfortunately, sometimes it becomes quickly symptomatic, okay? So we're going to work on the sensory cortex and the motor cortex on top of the head, opening up for better functioning immediately with MS. We're working again with the hypothalamus, increasing the functioning of the body, releasing the symptoms of MS by increasing circulation to the muscles by opening up all the nerves. the root is always the nerves, okay? From the neck through the arms, down through the back, down through the front of the body, the back, the whole back. For any back issues, back pain, whatever. And we're going to work on sciatica right now, too, while we're working on MS. Even though it's not an autoimmune issue, sciatica, we're still working on muscle issues and nerve issues, okay? So as we're coming down through the back, we're going to open up T7, lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where the sciatica nerve comes out, lumbar 4 and 5, opening up sacrum 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so it doesn't get... The sciatic nerve, the thickest nerve of our body, doesn't get mangled up with our spinal nerves. Okay, we're opening up the blockages for any part of where the flow of the sciatica nerve is, lumbar 4 or 5, right through the middle of the gluteus muscles, down through the rear end, down through the hamstrings, and opening that all up. So we're opening up the entire hip area for sciatica issues. Your right hand side.
Yes.
Are you having pain now?
Usually in the morning when I get up.
You can feel it.
I can't. I mean, you can hardly walk.
But through.
As I move around, hence the lead.
Yes. That's true with almost everything. Like, and that's an important point to make in the healing class is even with the worst pain, you know, with arthritis or sciatica, which can be unbearable with the pain, movement is essential. So, like for Bruce with your left hip, as painful as what it is, it's important to use it. So this is sciatica, but any issue with the hip right now, so Bruce with your left hip and sciatica issues, and you're with your sciatica on the right, we're opening up the hip so you can move more easily, because with increased circulation, the oxygenated blood cells come right to the area and make it less painful. And that's through movement. So it's important to work, and that's why a lot of times people say you have to work through pain, all right? And I've never been a big advocate of that, you know, work through pain kind of mentality, but I can see the point of it, because with increased motion and activity, we get more oxygenated blood, and therefore the pain dissipates. All right, so and that's true with sciatica. With any pain, Bruce, I'm working on your left hip right now too. He's often on the camera there. All right, so sciatica here for everyone. And MS. Okay, and I'm going to work on lung cancer right now for Bruce. And because you also asked for lung, so for healthy lungs, brainstem first. For all of us, we need healthy lungs, healthy lungs. From the brainstem, heart, lungs, and circulation, C5, the phrenic nerve, which wraps around again to the front of the throat, to the diaphragm, which signals the lungs to absorb oxygen. The phrenic nerve, C5, to the diaphragm. Every breath we take in, our lungs are absorbing oxygen. We want our lungs to be so healthy, all functioning part of the lungs, to absorb as much oxygen as possible for healthy lungs. So C5, the diaphragm, coming all the way down to T3, K25, healthy lungs to the vagus nerves, lung 1, lung 2, healthy lungs. And then, of course, increasing the bioelectricity and oxygenated blood, which dissipates the cancer all the way across the board. To get rid of cancer, what do? Increase the bioelectricity and the oxygenated blood cells. That is how we get rid of cancer and prevent cancer from occurring in the first place. Also with the healthy metabolism, okay? So healthy lungs for all of us. All right. So, we've only got 5 minutes left of class, so we're going to go through, I'd like you to go through to see, like, you know, who like, there's a disease that we haven't come even close to addressing yet. Please, Al. And in the meantime, though, Donna, let's work on you. What are you here today for?
Well, as you say, it came from my knee. Because I had the
replacement. Okay, right knee replacement. When did you have that done?
6 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Great. So we can really help you with the healing process with that, okay? And anything else?
We went through the sciatica.
Sciatica.
Yep, and other than that,
you're pretty healthy?
I think so.
That's great. Okay, all right, so... All right, let's work on your right knee, okay? So coming down from the brainstem, we're going to increase your bioelectricity and oxygenated blood flow right down to the right knee. So opening up T7, all the way down sacrum 1, 2, 3. Those are the two points to keep open for the bioelectricity to flow down to that right knee in the way that we want it to, okay? So sacrum 1, 2, 3 is the second gateway for the strength of the bioelectricity to come down through the legs, and specifically right now into your knee. But all people with any leg issues, we're addressing them right now. And right down to your right knee to BL54 behind the knee, getting all of the nerves really, really, really charged up. With the increased bioelectricity of the nerves, you're going to have increased circulation and healing of the right knee. And this is true for, also we're going to work on bringing that energy all the way down to the foot. So anyone online with leg issues right now, we're working on them. Strength, circulation. All right, and then also we're going to work on neck, cervical, any neck issues or scoliosis, any spinal issues, we're opening up the entire spine. From the brainstem all the way down to sacrum 5, okay? Strong vertebrae, strong spinal cord. And Anne, what are we working on today for you?
My voice is getting better.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Continue voice.
Okay. Can't see it at night. So how about eyes?
Eyes. Ah. Eyes are a big one for everyone. Especially as, you know, we get older, and right now I'm reading, like, any spare moment I get, my eyes are reading, you know, I just am enjoying it. It's like an addiction almost for me right now, because it takes me to another place in time, and it's a wonderful thing to do, but it does affect our eyes, you know. So healthy eyes, let's work on BO1, right to the center of the eye, okay, of each eye. And you can put your hammer down for a minute, Anna, just absorb the chi, okay? So on the right and left eye, right in the center of each eye, BL1, right up to the forehead here and into all the way up to BL6. On the top of the head, on each side of the center of the head, BL6, which is also the mirror neurons. So we're going to put in the mirror neurons, imprinting in the mirror neurons in our mind and brain right now, that our eyes are healthy, and everything that we've worked on, including your right knee, everything that we've worked on today, including your heart, is healthy. So in our mind, healthy kidneys. Everything that we've worked on today is perfect for everyone and perfect health. In the mirror neurons in the brain, healthy eyes. And for Anna, also coming down from the brainstem, C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the voice box all the way over to the front of the throat in the middle, and opening up stomach 9, 10, 11, 12 around each clavicle. Really making sure that the vocal cords are getting as much nerve activity and circulation with nice healthy blood. And speaking of healthy blood, let's open up T1. So any blood diseases is T1. So we're all set for you, Anne, okay? And so for healthy blood, T1 and 2 and T8. For blood cancer or blood issues of any kind, the bone marrow making all of our blood, T1, 2, and 8. K27, 26, 22. Vagus nerves going to the same points. Bone marrow, thymus gland, spleen for healthy blood. All right, Al, you're the man.
Let's see, we got no one here. What's for detox from chemicals?
Okay, so detox from chemicals, that's a good one. I need another sip of my coffee. I'm talking so much and so fast.
What is that?
I know. We all want to detox. We all want perfect bodies, okay? We don't want any toxins, but chemicals are a big one. We live in a you know, somewhat, I would say, toxic world. And so we want our body to resist all of that and stay really healthy. And how do we do that? Metabolism. This is how we get rid of all the toxins in the body. But we also don't want to be allergic to any of these toxins either. So that's a healthy immune system. So that's T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So we're not reacting to chemicals allergically, all right? The healthier our immune system is, the better we can resist the toxins. But then if they're in our body, we got to get rid of them. And how do we do that? Through the growth hormone cells. The growth hormone cells get rid of the chemicals and the toxins that we have in our body. If we take too much vitamin C, what happens? They end up in our kidneys, in our liver, and whatever. We don't want anybody to take vitamins, really. But if you do, it's metabolism in your liver and your kidneys that take the brunt of it. Because we have to get rid of any overflow of things. And usually by eating a normal diet, we don't need the vitamins. But anyway, metabolism, T1, 2, 3 again. Lumbar, 1, 2, 3, brown fat. And that's why I always say, to the rescue. Because this is what saves us. A healthy metabolism. Brown fat, brown fat, brown fat, and the ghrelin hormone. All right, Al. Next.
Extreme stress, anxiety.
Okay.
Hyperthyroid.
Hyperthyroid.
Yeah.
So we worked on thyroid. So we're all set for that. It's just the opposite. So that's like when I say the thyroid, the signal's going up to the hypothalamus. If it's too much or too little, we already balance the thyroid. But for anxiety and stress, this is a big one for everybody, of course, right now. And no one is immune from it, okay? I mean, even if you stop watching or reading the news, we're still part of the world. And the energy comes in waves, okay? So we're all affected by what's going on. So we need to keep a mind that's healthy, and we're going to help with that right now by opening up the right frontal lobe, GB13 and 14, going to the top of the head, connected to our survival gland, okay? Our survival gland is what's going to keep us safe and sane. And well, let's release some happy hormones right now through the pituitary gland, serotonin, let's release some dopamine, all the happy hormones. Any that I'm not even mentioning. Any possible happy hormones we're releasing right now to everyone in the class. And that affects our energy, and that affects other people's energy. So this is a good one to work on. It's also one of the main reasons why I'm doing the class on November 1st, is because this is such a big issue for everyone right now. Okay. Is that it? Wow, and we're only 5 minutes late. That's great. Okay, well, so now we're going to hold it all in, all right? All right, so anything, if you're online and I didn't address you individually today, you know, you're going... The chi is smart. It knows where to go and what to do to heal you. So I truly believe that. I know it's true. One time, in the very beginning, probably 15 years ago, when I was doing Tongren over the phone with a work colleague who I was giving her weekly telephone sessions. She was homesick with something, and But anyway, I was treating her one time, and she was laying on the hammock in her patio, and her right away, I had just started tapping, and she started like screaming in delight, "Oh my God, oh my God." And I'm like, "Well, what's going on?" And she said, "My right leg, my right knee is like floating up and down in the hammock." Yes. because her right leg, her right knee had been sprained, and I didn't even know it. So there was no consciousness on my part to bring that energy to her leg or knee. It just went there. So that's what happens, you know, when you participate in this collective healing. That's how the chi works. All right, so for all of our benefit right now, we're going to end the class. And thanks to Tom, who created this system. All right, we're all set. Thank you all very much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.